is CMS Music with Chris Aiken, and I, of course, am Chris Aiken. And joining me today is a guy that's been doing it for a long time. As I was telling him before we started, I saw him eons ago when we were both youngsters. And now that we're oldsters, he's still doing it. I'm still doing it. And, of course, I'm talking about Mr. Eric Forrest, formerly of Voivod, and for the last 20 years or so of E-Force. He's got a brand new record called Mindbender, which is outstanding. And, Eric, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me on. Great to chat and talk Cleveland. Cleveland rocks.
Absolutely, man. Well, dude, I'll tell you what rocks is Mindbender. What a killer record. As somebody that has followed along with E-Force, I'm going to say this is the best one.
Thank you.
Maybe I'm crazy on why, but you tell me. I just think this is the most diverse record that you've done. It's one where you really stretched. Anybody that's followed along knows you are just straight up metal, but you really stretched the borders on this one a lot. You know, there's some slow songs. There's as close to a ballad as you're going to do on this one. It's really a different record for you without losing the integrity of what E-Force has been. Is that fair?
Thanks so much. Yeah, I think so. There's a lot for everybody on this record. One of the most important things I think is the production of the album is probably the best of any E-Force record. And that has a lot to do with the new drummer I have, Patrick Friedrich, who's actually produced 4 or 5 E-Force records from the previous past. So now that he's in the band, that's why the drums sound so good. You know, it's a lot more, you know, shit going on. And my new guitar player, Sebastian Chiffot, from a band called Evilness in the Toulouse in France area. Okay. He's part of the game or the band now. And that's helped. It's a lot of things, you know. It's taken a lot of time. The last year album was 6 years ago.
Right.
And, you know, people can think, oh, what the fuck you do? It took you 6 years to do fucking write 10 songs or whatever. But no, it was, we actually did like, 25 shows in 8 countries in a thing called Voivod Revisited.
Right.
So it's between members, between labels. So we got calls. Oh, you play in Turkey, you can play here. So yeah, sure. So we did that. That took about 2.5 years. And then, you know, writing the record, which I, you know, composed like 8 of the songs and co-wrote a couple with the new members. And then the Voivod tribute, Insect, which is on the record or CD, whatever. It took some time. And then with all this COVID shit, you know, and then a few delays and then the release, okay. And another 6 months. Blah, blah, blah. So it's finally come to shape, but there's, I don't know, a lot going on in my life at the time. I think when I was creating the music and, you know how it is. It's just you seize the day and you get in the vibe and focus and come up with what you come up, roll the dice and voila. So that's kind of what happened with this. And didn't want every song like this, that. I just kind of wrote it and it came about as it did, really.
Sure. And you know, it's mentioned, you just mentioned it and it's mentioned in the press as well, that you took a long time to write the music, to actually, you took, instead of what most bands do, which is, okay, it's time to do an album. Let's take 3 months, write 10 songs and record them. You took over 2 years to write them. Were you just actively taking your time, or was it just indeed that you had so much going on that you could never concentrate to write?
Maybe a bit of both.
Okay.
It took some time. I mean, I guess E-Force is in a way different from other bands because it's, you know, I've, the guy who's been here still to 20 years later and changed the members. And the last two records, the Monocle record, not only did I write the songs, but I played the rhythm guitar on the album as I did for this album also, except Seb played maybe 3-4 tracks, but only because I composed them and I could, you know, I knew them and it's my feel, you know, like, so it was kind of being like that and the time and money and all that shit. And you know, It just came about like that.
Right. Sure, man. Well, dude, the first song that jumps out from listening to Mindbender is obviously Futures Past, just because that's so different from what you're known for. You know, it really stood out. So was that something you just felt you hadn't done before, or is it just something that you had a great idea that you had, or what?
Actually it is. On the Curse album, I had kind of like a little, you know, intermission. I kind of got the idea from the Phobos record, The Tempt Immort, I think the song's called. Right. And, you know, like a little intermission, little break between the 4 or 5 songs, and then a little break, and then the rest of the album. I did that on the Curse album. I did that at the Monocle, and I thought, you know, why not on this one? But this one was a lot more shit going on in the production and the sounds, like it's like a movie and shit, and I'm singing a little, you know, I guess a little Peter Steele, like, I don't know how do you want to say it, but just tried a different, you know, cool vibe and went with it, and, you know, completed the song, and it's like, okay, groovy, let's go, you know?
Yeah. It's just funny when you listen to the album, you know, so much of the material is so fierce, and then right in the middle, boom, slow down, and it's like, whoa, where did this come from? You know, I'll not in the...
It's the pause so you can get more beer or whatever, you know, or help you fall asleep, whatever, right?
Well, you know what it reminded me of in a weird way, and you may not even know this reference, but Sepultura, on one of their recent albums, Machine Messiah.
Is that right?
They open their album with
Jesus.
Something similar to this. And it's like, honestly, the first time I heard that, I was like, did I play the wrong thing? You know, cause I know how Sepultura is, it's just vicious. And I was like the same thing with your record. I had it playing through my computer, and I thought it switched to another release. and that's a good thing, though, because you know what, you know this as well as anybody, man, if you do the same thing over and over and over,
exactly,
and over, you lose your crowd and you lose your interest to make the music.
Yeah, you can't repeat the exact same record. Sure, the ingredients and the, you know, the vibe, direction, you know where you're going, but keep an open mind. And like I said, this album really came out really well because Patrick Friedrich's now in the band, and because he's in the band and the drummer, you know, and the producer, engineer, it's just, you know, he was the first choice for sure. Because he's almost like he's already been in the band already for a long time. So
right,
that really helped. And all the guys, you know, in the band live close to Toulouse. Well, me, the guitar player was like 100 meters from me, and Patrick, the drummer, producer, it was like 45 minutes. So before, you know, I was working with a guy who lived in Marseille in France. It's pretty far. Like, so things, they seem to gel more when you're, you know, more connected and closer together, as opposed to just always on the, you know, the Skype or whatever, or sending tracks face to face to feel the vibe, you know, as a band.
Now, you know, as a band, though, you've had member changes throughout E-Force, and obviously, you know, you were in and out of Voivod as well, and I'm sure you were in other bands before that. Do you feel reinvigorated when you bring somebody in new with new ideas and you know, fresh vision, or is it really a pain in the ass to try to learn them and learn how they'll fit your vision?
I think the most important thing that is very, very, very important with any band is the communication within the people and the personality and the working, understanding the environment of what this is about. Because, you know, play with some good players who just jump on you know, the wagon to profit or whatever as a stepping stone, for what example. Or so these guys are intelligent people. They know what this E-Force thing is. They understand, okay, it's Eric's band. He writes the songs. We kind of follow his vibe, not our little ingredient. We stir it up, and that's what's been created.
Right.
And it can be, it can be very stressful, of course, definitely. Because it's, you know, in the end, there's always something, right? From this or that to, with any band these days, no one's making millions out of it. So, and no one's getting any younger. So it's, it becomes, you know, the people I'm working with, you know, they both have families and stuff. So it can be you know, you have to plan things and organize and stuff. We're not 25 years old anymore, so we can all hang out and party every night and whatever. So, you know, it's very difficult for sure, but I just keep going, you know.
Right, exactly. Well, dude, I will say I love, and I do mean love, the throwback that you did to your Voivod era this time with Insect. Without question, it's my favorite Voivod song that's ever Thank been you. Produced. And Negatron wow. is my favorite album that Voivod ever did. And it's
Thank you.
It's because that your era specifically, and I'm assuming it's you. You can tell me it's wrong. I'm wrong on this, but your two albums, that one and Phobos, most metal albums that Voivod did. And you know, Voivod obviously has that astronomy weird thing that they do. And Wait. You brought yeah. metal to it, I thought. And
it was a thing. I just come in and we jammed. Like when I auditioned for those guys, I'm sure we'll get into more Voivod questions later, but when I auditioned for them back in 94, mm-hmm. we didn't even play. They didn't even say, okay, learn this song, this song, this song, this song. I walked in the room. One of their guys has a joint and goes, you want some? I'm like, yeah, sure. Give me a talk, dude. And they're like, okay, cool. He smokes weed. Great. You know, and we jammed. Okay. Just jam something, follow, improvise. We jammed maybe, I come up with a riff, some improvisation and for maybe 10, 15 minutes. And the manager, Pierre Perdy, at the time just said, okay, stop, stop, stop. That's it. You're in the band. Everybody, yep, yep, yep. Let's go to the bar and have a beer. Done.
Nice.
So it was really a vibe thing. But I think that's the most important thing to, in any band, to, you know how it can be, somebody with the jealousies can come with a girlfriend or all that shit or whatever and all that stuff. But it's interesting. Everybody's mindset is intelligent enough to know, okay, he's good at this, he does this, he does this, he does this, everybody together. But so it's kind of interesting for him. But the guys, Patrick and Sebastian, they really, support what they're involved in and support what I'm, believe what I'm doing. And it's, it's like it's a hand of card poker, the ace, king, queen, jack, right? I may have the ace card, but I still need the king and the other cards to get it done, right? So kind of like that.
Exactly. Well, and once again, your cover this time, or I don't know if you call it a cover, it's your song, Insect.
The third, yeah.
it's even more ferocious than I think the original. I mean, it's
Thanks. Really thanks. We tried to do the best we could, and I think it's because the Negatron record, we were tuned to 440.
Okay.
Well, Piggy had his A string, the A sharp, give him that like sound and everything. But we tuned to E flat on this record. A few previous records were in D, but so maybe because it's lower, gives it that darker vibe.
Sure.
And a few of the samples and stuff. But I think the tempo and stuff is relatively the same, but we didn't try to copy it exact. Close enough, right. But I don't know, It's not as easy. It's not as easy to sing these days, but it can still manage,
No question, man. Well, Eric, obviously, man, the big question for your band, for any band really right now, is touring. And, no secret. It's tough right now. It's the pandemic's making it incredibly tough, incredibly financially difficult. It's so difficult to make these decisions financially just to have them canceled on you. So for you personally, what are you looking at as far as touring again? Do you think that you're going to be able to book like tours, or do you think you're going to have to rely more on like the weekend fly-ins or fly-outs, or what are you looking at?
I think it's all going to depend. We have already show booked in Paris, January 2023. It's a bit in advance, but that and maybe three shows for May around the southern France area. Okay. I'm in touch with 3, 4, 5 different promoters and agencies. It's just a matter of the one we're supposed to go with. I'll announce that when everything happens, but they're waiting too. So, it's a kind of a thing like that in this sense. So we're just really glad to have the album out because it's taken so fucking long, to be honest. So it's real... It's another chapter. It's another trophy on the wall. You know what I mean? I don't expect to sell a million or nothing like that. It's just another trophy, and that feels good. And we just did a video, which just kind of got released by accident last week, but not in a bad way. But
right.
The label's supposed to do that in the video. Anyway, long story. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen it yet. Hallucination.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're gonna get things sorted out as best as we can, definitely. And as far as, you know, USA again, I would love to go tour that again, even if it's doing a set of Voivod. I'd be up for that for sure. It's just a matter of whatever. And yeah, I didn't even get my vaccine yet because I'm aware of the Illuminati and the New World Order and billionaires and all that shit. What's really going down? It's hard to discuss that with certain people because they look at you like you're a freak, and it's like, no, man, this is reality, you know. But we'll see what happens now.
Dude, I can tell you on this, I have not gotten the jab either. And I was hospitalized with COVID. And even after being hospitalized with COVID, I haven't got the jab. Same reasons you're saying, man.
Right.
I totally hear you on that, man. It's like,
right.
I'll make
my own. What makes me think is these people that got the two vaccine already and they get the COVID after. What does that tell you?
Mm-hmm. Well, what drives me the most crazy about this COVID thing, we won't turn this into a whole COVID thing, but what drives me the most crazy is these venues that say, well, even though people that have been vaxxed can have COVID and can spread COVID, they don't need to take a test. Only people that have been unvaccinated have to prove that they don't have COVID. And it's like, wait a minute. If your concern is safety, then everybody should have to take a test to go to a show or to a
movie. We can do that here if you haven't done a test. Where I'm in the south of France, if you don't have the jab, as you guys say, you have to go do a test. And that's €25 every time you want. It's good for 3 days. So do the math, eh?
You're limited on what you can do. Exactly. It's
for a bit of COVID propaganda. Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, the way I see it. Other people have different opinions.
Sure.
And that's cool, but
right, certainly, man.
No,
I hear you, man. Well, dude, moving forward with E-Force here with Mindbender, I mean,
yeah.
Do you feel like you can even make plans for the future at this point with touring and everything so much up in the air, or are you just going to try and do interviews to get the word out that way? I mean, what is the plan?
Well, we're gonna do as many shows as we can. That's for sure. It's just depending on when and what. We're gonna see later next year, probably by April, May, have hopefully some dates lined up like very soon for April, May, maybe later as it goes. But it all depends, you know. I've been living in France since 2003, and I've been able to play in like about 18 different countries since I've been here to support, you know, the five albums I put out, which has been great because, you know, it's less expensive from, you know, airplane from Canada or whatever, and members and all that shit. And it's still very underground still, but we're waiting to see what's going to happen. And I really hope that we can continue what we do best in a sense. And in the meantime, a few little, you know, shows here and there, and I already started creating songs for the new album. So
a typical musician to putting out an album and already working on the next one.
yeah. It's funny how it works, eh? But
nice. Well, Eric, where should we direct people to go to check out E-Force and get Mindbender and follow along for tour dates and all that stuff?
Well, our website's www.eforceofficial.com. You can go to Mighty Records in Copenhagen, Mighty Music DK, or look up Eric Force on Facebook. There's a link to the E-Force page. You can see all that stuff. And we're going to, you know, start posting more stuff as we go. And, you know, like everybody else, hope to get out there and rock again and do what we do and have the fans and continue this life as best as we can, all can. But, I don't know how it is. We're in Cleveland or wherever, but over here, it's, you know, still more bullshit of this and that. Now there's a third vaccine for old people now. It's like, okay, why? The fourth and fifth and sixth is coming? What the fuck? What are we talking about? This is complete fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just have to do your homework to realize what the fuck's going on. So I would love to be able to say, oh, we got 25 shows booked on right now. But, you know, I can't say that at the moment, but hopefully, you know, something soon. Well, so yeah, the
Will you try to do maybe like some of the festival shows over there instead, just so that you can reach, you know, the largest amount of people with the music, whether it be Sweden Rock or obviously Wacken would be awesome, but you know.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Those.
We've tried. They're very hard to get on those big shows. Even the Hellfest, they're very, very difficult. We were asked to play the Brutal Assault Festival a few months ago in August, or 4 months ago, whatever. But because of the, at that time, the threats of, you got to stay in quarantine for 2 weeks at your expense after this, if you know this, and it's just like, you know what? Like, fuck it, man. We're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. So we canceled, as a few bands did. We played there a couple times before, which is really good. Czech Republic is very good to E-Force. Italy, Spain, the Eastern countries like Romania and stuff like that. We really love and enjoy, I do, playing there. And like I said, we'll see. We'll see. Have to see what happens. We just released a video last week, so hopefully that's going to get a little more attention. It's got some cool stuff. A sexy girl, my girlfriend, breathing fire and looking demonical, evil, like nice. Conjuring, Netflix, nun, fucking blood, yeah, scary, satanic porno, fucking look, you know, all that shit. Right. But we'll see what happens, and cross our fingers to continue. I just wanted to add that we have a few special guests who do some solos on the album.
Sure.
This guy Dan Bond from a band called Monument, a good friend of mine from Toulouse, France. This guy Vincent Agar,
okay,
who's like a French Malmsteen. He does the track on a song called Hypnotic, if you've heard that. It's like ripping. And a good friend of mine from Canada, Jim McLean from a band called Moral Annoyance. He plays a solo on it. And of course, Seb and a friend Patrick's. And this guy, Yavi Feliz from a band called Graveyard from Spain, Barcelona. So that was, you know, really collective. I've done that the last couple albums, having a few guys. It's because I'm still searching for a soloist on the guitar. But no, you know, still get, I like the few guests because it is what it is. And I mean, Sebastian is a great guitar player, but he's not the shredder kind of guy. I don't know. He did some really good stuff and he has a style. And but the next album's going to be different. He's going to be more on board on this next one. Maybe not have to have more guests, but it's nice to have the right shredding at the right spot, because I'm a big fan of that stuff too. And you know, yeah,
absolutely. Well, it's killer, man. For people that don't know, the band is E-Force. The new release is called Mindbender. It is out now, so buy it. I'll say first buy it, and if you can't afford to buy it, then you're allowed to stream it, but don't do it the other way.
Listen to it, drink to it, fuck to it, all that shit. You know, it's all good, really. Especially that middle tune, eh? Hey, with your loved one, eh?
There you go. Yeah, luller into it before it just
futures past. Hey, don't get her pregnant, right?
Right. Perfect. Well, one more time, the album is called Mindbender. It's E-Force and Eric, man. Thanks so much for joining us here on CMS Music.
You too. Thanks so much. Cheers. Thank you,
Chris. All right, Eric. Bye. All right, brother. Bye. Take care, man.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thanks for checking out this episode of The Classic Metal Show. Get all of our episodes uncensored at www.theclassicmetalshow.com. Join us weekly from 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. Eastern at www.cmsradio.net. Participate in the live chat room at www.chatandkill.com. Once again, thank you for checking out The Classic Metal Show with Neely and Chris. Hail and kill. Fuck you, pal. Ninja!